Today is the third Sunday of Ordinary Time. Our readings for Mass these past few weeks are unambiguous in their attempt to help us to focus on God's Word and the early ministry of Jesus. Our previous readings have offered us a gentle start into the season of Ordinary Time. Last week, we were reminded that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We saw Samuel, John the Baptist, and Simon Peter all called to understand that we must listen to the voice of God within us and in turn proclaim God's goodness. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." The passage does not end with just remembering the call for repentance. The conclusion of Mark's gospel is the image of Jesus approaching four fishermen and unexpectedly commanding them to follow him. The heart of these messages during this early time of ordinary time is this. It's not enough for us to individually recognize the presence and goodness of God, nor is it enough to individually hear the call to repentance and reform our own lives. Jesus' message to Simon, Andrew, James, and John is, "Come after me, and I'll make you fishers of men." This command makes clear that God calls us to do more than just to hear the good news. God desires us to share it and to proclaim it. We see in today's first reading from the book of Jonah the evidence that comes from proclaiming God's power and mercy. Thanks to Jonah's ministry, the entire city of Nineveh was saved. As the followers of Christ, we believe that Jesus' ministry offers salvation to the entire world. The very final words of Mark's gospel tells us that those fishermen did follow Jesus, and we know the rest of the story because the story continues on with us by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Countless disciples have followed, and that has led to our own repentance and discipleship. At the end of each Eucharistic liturgy from the times of the early church, the priest or the deacon has said, "The Mass is ended. Go in peace." The early Latin translation was "Ite missa est," meaning "go, it is sent." When Pope Benedict XVI offered an alternative phrasing of the dismissal of the Mass, he found a beautiful teaching for the purpose of coming together to celebrate the Eucharist and re-emphasizes the passage of these readings. In English, one way disciples are sent from the Eucharist is on a mission with the words, "Go, announce the gospel of the Lord." That is what we are called to do. That is what completes our prayer at Mass. Furthermore, when we leave here, we go out and do that. hearing God, becoming disciples, repenting are only part of what God is calling us to do. Jesus invites us, better yet, he commands us to follow him. And having been fed by the word and the sacrament, each Eucharist sends us out as a missionary with the task of proclaiming God's goodness and mercy in the world. As the followers of Jesus in a broken world, we are called to find appropriate ways to proclaim the gospel. The readings we have today challenge us to go beyond the quiet of our sanctuary and the quiet isolation of our homes, to find ways to proclaim the gospel through our words and deeds and actions. Our opening prayer points out we are to direct our good works. We pray God for the action to make that possible. Of course, it is through those words, actions, and deeds that we respond to God's power and mercy. It was through Jonah's words and deeds that the people of Nineveh were able to change their society and be saved, and we believe that it is through Jesus' gospel that we are saved. Of course, the question is how do we do that? Well, it does begin with prayer. We have the psalm today which says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord." We are to pray for the generosity and the willingness to go out and to help others. It begins at home. It begins in the workplace. But even goes further out. How does one use one's resources? Are resources totally committed to one's pleasure? Or the resources used to help feed the poor, or help educate someone who's in need of skills of learning appropriate employment skills, or even to learn how to read? How do we use our skills of advocating for those who have no voice? Do we sit back and complain and blame people? Or do we pray for them? Or do we go even beyond by writing a letter, asking our legislators to find humane ways to help people and to have respect for life from the moment of conception until the moment of death? Our own acceptance of God's presence in our lives and his immense love for us must compel us to be like the prophets Jonah, John, and Jesus, and the apostles who hear, follow, and go out to announce the gospel to the world. It is through our baptism that we commit ourselves to find meaningful ways to be disciples who proclaim the good news while holding faith and hope in God's mercy that once saved Nineveh's citizens. We are called to do the same. We are called to have a heart of willing generosity to share our resources.